This has been discussed widely, and a lot of the councillors have experienced the same thing. We've had our Donegal MD meeting, had a big discussion on it also. There are a lot of people that have their names on the list and expect that they're the next people to get their road done. And unfortunately, that's not the case, because there are so many. There are over 2,000 applications in, and only 200, as we've heard at the meeting today, has been done. Look, it's a difficult issue. There's not enough money. There are a lot of roads. Some roads would take most of the budget. And there are staff out there that are doing a great job. The council staff themselves, I work with them a lot, and they would tell me that they're inundated with these roads, the LISs. They take up so much of their time, and they also put in such a great work into it. But again, there's not enough staff to do that, and other work that's expected of them also. So when we go looking for funding from Minister Ring, we should be considering the funding for extra staff to help with the backlog that we have here in Donegal. It's so important. There's so many people expecting it done. And then what happened was that the advertisement came back out again after the first and second tranche, and people thought, oh, this is great. So it opened the floodgates again for more applications, and everybody's entitled to apply, of course, if they've got a local road. But it has inundated everybody with such an amount of work that we can't cope with it. There's just not enough.
And effectively, the council's hands are tied until more of money is sanctioned by government.
Yeah, correct. And as Councillor Nocton had said earlier on as well, the funding comes very late in the year. It comes maybe November time. And at that stage then, you've got so much work to do to try and get this done. There's demands then coming, obviously, from Lifford down to the districts to say we need this gathered up before such and such a deadline. And it puts awful pressure on everybody. And, you know, I think we need to just sit back and say, right, where do we go from here, and what roads is the highest priority, and how do we address this issue? And I think, again, we need to apply for more money, and that's just as simple as that.